righty, we thank you. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1984, Burton Realty Long Neck LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for a landscaping business and supply area to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.17 acres, more or less. Land lying west of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, 460 feet north of Route 5, also known as Indian Mission Road, and being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID District 234, map 23, parcel number 11. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We did receive two agency comments, first comment being from DLDOT. It is in a form of a support facilities report dated April 25th of 2013, in referencing that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of Route 24 at this location will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and again in the form of a memorandum dated March 25th, 2014, in referencing that the site is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that Ordinance 38 construction will not be required, that the office on the parcel is currently connected to a 6-inch lateral located on the parcel's frontage along Route 24, that additional building area is not proposed, and that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, who's representing this application this evening?
Charles Adams with Adams Camp Associates in Georgetown. And I'm representing Kathy Loheed and Kevin Loheed here tonight for a conditional use application on their property located near Route 24 and the intersection of the Food Line Shopping Center. And the property is now zoned B1. And what they'd like to consider is, as shown on the application, use for landscaping materials in a landscaping business that Kevin owns. I have a plan that it's basically what you see that's in front of you, but I have added, I did meet with the stormwater management, and we went over the plan to consider the project and how to address stormwater issues on the project, and we discussed using the corner of the property, the upper right-hand corner, for a stormwater management area to clean the water, store the water before it goes into a branch area that's just to the right of it. The site consists of storage of stone material items for mulching, basically different types of mulches and stone aggregates. And what he would like to, he wanted just to apply for the use for storage of these aggregates and landscaping materials. It's in place as you've seen it with under the idea that his use fit in a B1 or in her zoning district, which is a B1. There is some confusion about the property on the current maps. It's zoned C1 on the current maps that you find online, and it was a mistake. I think Lawrence's map was also marked C1. We discussed it, and then Shane found that it's not zoned C1, it's zoned B1, and that was the confusion there between B1 and C1. C1 is right next door. The shopping center is zoned C1. So in a B1, in 115-68, you are allowed to to conduct retail business for general merchandise, hardware and lumber, building materials, garden supplies, and things of that nature. And I think that there, I mean, there is a little cloudy area of what you can and can't do in a B1 for his business. Landscaping is his business. His materials are for landscaping. So that's why we're here today, to consider the property for additional use within a B1 district. And I'd like to introduce Kathy Loheed and Kevin Loheed to answer any questions that you may have about the property.
All right, sir. If there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, as you can see, there is an exhibit board. It's very difficult to see from where you're sitting, so if anyone who would like to get up and take a closer look at it, please feel free to do so. Okay, Mr. Adams, go ahead.
The current property is occupied by Burton Realty, and Kathy Loheed is the owner of that business. Also, there's a carpeting business that operates out of the property. We've shown on the plan a rearrangement or a marking of the parking so that it meets the code, and Shane has gone over this as far as the site plan on behalf of that parking arrangement. They do have an easement as shown through the Food Line parking that provides ingress and egress along with the existing entrance off of 24 that has existed for a long time. They have a easement through the property, Sussex County Sewer District, through the front part and the side part that furnishes sewage to them and to the Food Line Shopping Center. At first, he didn't. We added the building as a potential use on the site for storage and possibly a small office. That's why you see the building added to the site and a rearrangement of the storage facilities for mulch and stone. So that's about all I have for this, and any questions?
All right, then let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Adams, as I understand it, this is a business already in operation?
Yes.
Okay, and where you're looking at the proposed pole building, is there not also the berms for the landscaping materials, or am I mistaken?
Yeah, that's where they are now, and they would be relocated.
Okay. And would the office of the real estate serve as the office for this business for folks that want to purchase these items?
Most of the business is by phone right now. If it changes, the plan is for that building to have a small office in it, and then he would operate out of that pole building, a small office in the pole building along with storage there. But as right now, it's a pickup and delivery type of business where the phone call comes in and he either meets the clients there to pick up their materials or he actually gets the materials and delivers them to each client.
So, for example, today, if I was looking to purchase some landscaping materials, I would not be going to the real estate office. I would be wandering around the backyard looking for somebody to sell.
You would either be calling Kevin or you would be, unless, Kevin, do you want to answer this?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Kevin Lowy, Lewis, Delaware. I would be on site. You could call me. We can deliver directly to the property. But no, would not. The office would not be in the real estate office.
So right now you're operating by basically by telephone?
Telephone for the most part, yes.
Okay. And the only reason why you're here is because we're adding an additional business to the existing property?
To be reason I understand it is that the official description of this use doesn't strictly fall under a B1. I read what I thought that was closest to it, but evidently the planning and zoning inspectors do not believe it falls under the B1 use.
So perhaps our council can address that at some point.
We were just talking about that a little bit. You know, it sure is pretty questionable whether they, I got to tell you, whether they need a conditional use at all, you know, looking at it.
Yeah.
You know.
It gets into more the outside storage material.
How is that different, though, Lawrence, than somebody that has a B1 and they've got a dozen lawnmowers tied together with a cable to keep people from stealing them?
I mean, it's that iffy line.
Or a lumber yard that has lumber stacked outside. I mean, that's, you know, it's no different. I'm looking at it, and I'm really wondering why we even have this application in front of us.
That's why we're here.
Well,
that's what it comes down to.
It's not clear. An AR. If it was an AR, then you'd have some issues there. It's a B1 zoning.
But B1 zoning, neighborhood business, and it doesn't necessarily have a lot of outside storage of materials.
I think it comes
more materials than
the
equipment.
I think it comes down to the outside, the nature of the business being a lot of outside storage. I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with that, but I think that's why they're here, probably more than anything else, because the ordinance perhaps isn't as clear as it needs to be on that issue. I agree. I'm not sure it's even needed myself. But.
Well, I left my book home tonight, so I've been stealing Mr. Robertson's page out of there. But, you know, I don't think I can remember a landscaping business or any type of gardening or lumber construction type business that didn't have a reasonable amount of stuff outside. It's just part of the
no
business.
Question.
You know?
Sure, it's what they do.
In the B1 zoning, these are all permitted uses. You know, there's nothing that I can find looking at the pages that indicates that it would be prohibited or require additional conditional use for these other uses. It's not listed there. And so I just don't see where we're asking Lowe's or some lumberyard to do the same thing.
Well, but they're not in a B1, though. They're in C1s.
They may not, but you may have a smaller type business that does that. I mean, and it just doesn't. This doesn't make sense to me.
So hopefully, by the time we're done with this particular project, we'll be clearer as to what might be a permitted use in a B1.
I mean, because you look at it, and for example, flower shops and greenhouses, incidental there too. Well, you know, flower shops and greenhouses have stuff outside all the time. Reading it, to me, it turns less on what's inside or outside and more on retail versus wholesale. You know, and we've heard, though, that, you know, this is primarily a retail operation, I think.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Mr. Chairman, I understand about as clear as ditch water why we're here on this particular application, and given the information provided, I do not have any more questions for the applicant at this point.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I have just a few, and I, too, am a little confused. What's in the pole barn?
Not there yet.
It's not. What's going to be in there?
Storage, equipment, trucks, and a small office.
Okay. And then all the material will then be stored around. So it's equipment in
there.
Yeah,
it would still have that outside storage, and then he'd have inside most of his landscaping equipment, blowers, cutters, you know,
it's
trucks.
In the pole barn.
In the pole barn.
Stored in the pole barn. All we're talking about outside storage would be mulch and stone.
That's right.
And,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there a limit to the number of businesses that can go in here, into this building? Mm-mm. In a B1, you can.
No, I mean, there's more geometric limitations, like from parking requirements and how much square footage you can physically fit on the property. But yeah, there's not any limit on the number you can fit in there.
Thank you. I understand the application.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
No questions. Thank you.
I have one more question for Mr. Robertson. And under the B1 conditional uses, is outside storage listed as a conditional use under B1 conditional uses?
No, it's not. I mean, I guess you could say it's implicitly listed in the catch-all one, you know, the residential business and commercial industrial uses. when the purposes of this chapter are more fully met, but there's not one that specifically says, you know, that outside storage is a conditional use. I don't know that there's one for special use exceptions. I don't think so.
But in other areas, in like AR, it is listed as outside storage as a conditional
use. Well, yeah, there's a special use exception. There's outdoor display or promotional activities at shopping centers, but that's a little bit different.
So, Mr. Ross, are you suggesting that maybe the B1 might have contemplated that there could be outside storage?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was expected. I think, you know, it's listed in other ordinance, and AR, obviously it is. And B1, it's not. I think it was anticipated that this would just be part of the business, you know. You can't put everything under the roof. And I think you're wasting the applicant's and the commission's time.
Anything else?
I'm done.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
Questions.
Counsel, you want to comment at this point?
Not at this point.
It strikes me that the commission can decide if this was, there's a couple ways to go on this. Well, maybe we want to hear from anybody in opposition first.
Well, what I think I'd like to do is like proceed with the hearing. I'd like to take the public testimony, and then I think it would be appropriate for us to discuss at that point, if we could. So, all right, then, if you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that would like to speak with an interest in this application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1984, Burton Realty Long Neck LLC? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1984, Burton Realty Long Neck LLC? All right, then. Gentlemen, I think it certainly bears some discussion. Are you giving me a signal? Or?
Absolutely not. I wasn't trying to kick you.
Well, I thought you wanted my attention. I have to say that Mr. Ross certainly has my attention on this. I have some concerns that along the same lines. Now, this wasn't a violation, was it, Lawrence? I mean, this is just a new
application. I don't know if they actually got a violation or you got notice that there was a need for conditional use.
Okay.
I don't think they were violated.
Okay, so you didn't get an actual violation, just it was observed that a conditional use might be required.
I don't think there was, anyway.
Okay.
Getting back to where I was kind of going before, it seems like there's two possibilities on this. One, the Planning and Zoning Commission has authority over site plans. You know, so you could certainly just say, well, this is a permitted use under B1 and approve a site plan. I don't know that you could do that tonight just because of how it was teed up on the agenda, but, you know, that's certainly something that you could do.
Yeah.
The other thing would be certainly if you feel like it needs a conditional use, you could act on it that way. But I think because you have site plan authority, you know, if you wanted to, it could come back on an agenda under other business, and you could approve it as a B1 site plan if you think it's a permitted use.
I don't have a problem with the, whoever looked at it and said they weren't sure and bringing it to the commission's attention. I think if they're not sure, that's an appropriate thing to do. But I'm inclined to take option one and say, look, it's permitted use. Just cancel this out, bring us a site plan for review, and then move from there, rather than require a conditional use, which just muddles up the B1 zoning with a conditional use layer that probably not necessary.
It places other requirements on the applicant, too, is the thing that concerns me. The conditional use will have other things that go with it that they'll have to do. So.
Yeah, and the one thing I would add, though, is that for the benefit of the commission and the applicants, the folks here, you know, at some point it may cross out of that permitted use category. If it becomes a more of a wholesale type operation that's not retail, you know, or whatever the case may be, any number of things could happen that would trigger the need for him to come back for a conditional use if you determine it's a permitted use under B1.
Right. It's not anything goes. It's just
right.
This might be okay.
But under the site plan, we can do what we want.
Let's hear from some of the other guys here. What are you thinking?
Well, I certainly think it would be a permitted use under a B1, you know, neighborhood business. Given that it would be servicing the local citizens, one question I would have is if Mr. Adams referred to having some discussions with Soil Conservation District is whether we do either one, approve the site plan, or we has to go through the whole process as a conditional use. Are we then running into an issue of the Soil Conservation having to sign off on it?
I think they have that either way.
Either way, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Either way,
that's going to that would be.
Because I know the Soil Conservation comes into play with existing properties when there's disturbance of, I guess, something like additional 5,000. Well,
that's what you're going to have here, I think. I think you probably are going to have a disturbance of more than 5,000 feet.
Okay.
And just because Marty had the benefit of the page I pulled out of my notebook, but what it does say for the permitted use, it's worth repeating. Under B1, it's stores and shops for the conduct of retail businesses, including the sale of, and I'll just skip to the relevant ones, general merchandise, hardware and lumber, and building material, and garden supplies, and similar stores and shops. I mean, it's fairly broad.
I just don't think they need to be here.
I would not want to put a conditional use.
I don't think. Mr. Robertson, can we reach that conclusion as a result of the public hearing? I mean, we don't have to.
Yeah, I think you can make a motion and be simple as I move that, you know, conditional use number
not required.
Yeah, that it's a permitted use and that a conditional use is not required.
So we're not going to approve it or deny it. My thinking is that do we have to make a recommendation or can we simply stop it at this level, or do we have to send it up the street to?
Well, I think you can even just make the motion that it's a permitted use, and that just should stop it, you know, and then they'll just come back in as a site plan.
They can always withdraw.
And
for the benefit of the record, the applicant withdraws his application after you make that motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the cleanest thing.
That way we advise council has been withdrawn, we can process the refund of the fees paid.
Right. That's what I was getting at, was that we're part of a bigger process, and if we can we stop it, or do we have to go all the way through it? But if they withdraw, then it's done. It's over.
I would wait till after that motion's made.
Well, yeah, I think you might want to hang on for a little bit, but yeah.
And just for somebody said it, maybe Mr. Lawson for the applicants, you know, this is the way it's supposed to happen. If there's ever a question about an interpretation of what's permitted or not, you know, and the staff isn't sure, you know, it's their job to err on the side of caution and say, okay, well, it needs to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission to decide what needs to happen or go the conditional use route. So
it's
don't feel like you've been treated differently. This is actually the way it's supposed to happen, and it sounds like it'll work out okay.
Yeah. It's important to note that no one's made a mistake here. The staff did exactly what they're supposed to do, which is when in doubt, they put it in front of us. So, the process was working like it's supposed to.
That's why we make the big bucks.
That's it. There you go. Okay. Is there anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.